not refer to Sir Robert Cecil as the boy. My information is worth 20 sovereigns. I'm certain of it. 20 gold sovereigns. I fear you're ill-informed. The figure was laughable. There were too many snouts in the trough already. Very little is worth even 20 shillings. 20 sovereigns is out of the question. Well, that is my price. I have great need of gold, and I need it in haste, which is why I've come to you. I cannot go a penny below my asking price. Shakespeare stepped away from the oppressive heat of the fire and moved towards the door. Tell me what you know, and be quick about it. What I know, Loke said, is that there is a most foul conspiracy unfolding. It wafts from the papist fastness of eastern England, gathers force in the seminaries of Spain, but it will blow into a tempest here. He lowered his voice for dramatic effect. A conspiracy the like of which England has never seen. How do you know this? It is my business to listen well, for I sometimes hold the book and prompt the players. Names, said Shakespeare wearily. Give me names. What manner of plot is this? Tell me the circumstances.
I will, Mr. Shakespeare, when you give me 20 sovereigns. For the present, I must hold my peace. For if I say more, then you will know as much as I do, and I will have no power to bargain.
Shakespeare suddenly caught a whiff of sweat. This man was scared and desperate. You're wasting my time. Say what you know.